This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi with various heads of security and law enforcing agencies to review the functioning of multi-agency centre of IB responsible for tackling security challenges in the country. Addressing the meeting, the Home Minister instructed various heads of security agencies and other intelligence and enforcement agencies to adopt a whole-of-the-government approach towards national security. He stressed upon greater synergy between all agencies to dismantle the terror networks and their supporting ecosystem and address the evolving security threat scenarios of the country. The Home Minister stressed upon all participants to increase engagement in the multi-agency centre and make it into a cohesive platform that brings together all law enforcement agencies, anti-drug agencies, cyber security and intelligence agencies for decisive and prompt action. In Manipur, a joint team of Manipur Police and State Home Department raided 5 shops located in different places of Imphal, which are indulging in preparation and circulation of widespread illegal sale of inline permit passes suspected to be fake. Briefing media persons yesterday at Imphal, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh said the state government has been putting extra effort to implement the system, but it came to know that some outlets are running illegal business to issue ILP passes with strong nexus with officials dealing with the ILP. Police have recovered a number of fake ILP and Aadhaar cards, seals with facet smile signature, round seals of government offices and different electronic equipments in the raid. 9 persons, including one LDC from the State Labour Department, have been arrested and a special investigation team was formed to investigate into the matter. As many as 80 students who are studying in Bangladesh have returned to Meghalaya till yesterday. As per reports, 40 students from Meghalaya who are studying in Eastern Medical College in Komila district of Chittagong division in Bangladesh are yet to move out of the campus and the college authorities are likely to take a decision today. Till yesterday, a total of 673 citizens have entered India via Dauki in Meghalaya. Bangladesh has witnessed widespread violence following clashes between protesters, security officials and pro-Grav government students activists over a quota system for government jobs. The budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly commenced yesterday. On the first day, 3 bills were introduced in the House, including the Arunachal Pradesh Public Examination Measures to Prevent Unfair Means in Recruitment Bill 2024 in order to curb irregularities and use of unfair means in public examinations. Talking to media persons in the State Assembly premises, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that it is a very good initiative of the state government to curb the ill practice of paper leaks in public examinations. He said that the youth and aspirants of the state will be very much satisfied with this law. This assembly session has 6 sittings and will conclude on the 26th of this month. In Mizoram, Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati reviewed the status of the Bhairavi Sairang New Lined project with officials of the Northeast Frontier Railways at the Raj Bhavan in Aizawl yesterday. The distance between Bhairavi and Sairang is about 51.38 kilometers. Officials of the NFR updated the governor regarding the construction of the railway project. After completion, the project will bring goods and passenger services to the doorstep of the people of Mizoram. Dr. Kambhampati thanked the central government and the Indian Railways for bringing the crucial connectivity to the state of Mizoram. He revised cost of the project is 8,213.72 crore rupees, with 93% of physical works being completed. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday interacted with the residents of Bhoirambong in Rivoi district as part of the flagship CM Connect initiative. The Chief Minister took queries and shared immediate action plan where he directed the officials to resolve the matters, stating that the idea of CM Connect is to bring administration closer to the people. The Chief Minister in his speech emphasized the importance of listening to the people firsthand and understanding their problems. He encouraged the public to share their issues and complaints with him, acknowledging that he may not be able to resolve all problems immediately, but addressing even 50% of them would bring satisfaction to both him and the people. Later, the Chief Minister distributed checks for community funds to community-based organizations and distribution of work orders under MGNREGA handing over the symbolic key to beneficiaries for prime agriculture response vehicles under CM Elevate program. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.